at the time of the bomb, which was your birthday, 22nd of September, and you had already, I believe, got great plans for that day, which you might care to mention.
Well, my family from Australia were over, and also I had the Maltese side, which is my wife's side, and we had something like 80-odd people sitting down that night. That's how it happened. With the bomb went off, everything was cancelled.
Did you manage to fit it in for somewhere else?
No.
Tell me, on that particular morning, when did it all become quite clear to you that something quite exceptional had happened?
Well, I was just about getting outside the door, getting in my car to go to work, and then this went up, and I thought it was a Williams on the Strand gas shop. I went past there, nothing there, and then all of a sudden I saw this cloud of smoke over the barracks. And with that, I parked my car, run round, and then I went in. There was a provost corporal who said, okay, you're okay, I know you are. And from then we started shifting this and shifting that and everything. And then all of a sudden everyone come in, and we was going in little gangs of four, five, sixes to try and lift this up and lift that up and everything else.
How quickly did you realise that there had been fatalities? Did you see bodies almost straight away?
I saw two bodies. Three bodies we saw. I saw that, yes, straight away. But then we were more interested in people and people's noises and things like that, and getting rid of the part of a roofing was on part of a body. So we were trying to do that, manhandling that. And until we got the sort of four or five of us together, you couldn't do it yourself. But we started digging and everything like that then.
Were you aware that ultimately a big heavy crane came, which was trying to lift the big chunks?
We saw that. And that was, I can't remember the person's name who actually got that in, but it was there. But they also had the torches that could...
The thermic lance.
Thermic lance, yes, yeah. They had those as well.
And so you were aware of there being firemen on there pretty early. Were you there about the same time as they were?
No, I got there before the firemen.
Right.
Only minutes, yes. But I was there before.
And ambulance?
Oh, they were all there. They were all sirens, everything there.
And obviously there were a few policemen.
Do you know what? I cannot honestly remember a policeman being there. They obviously were.
I think they were controlling the entrance and
the entrances,
yeah,
either end.
And the road, into a Canada road.
But I can't honestly say that I saw a policeman there. They would have been there, I would have thought.
Once there had been the initial explosion, did you feel there was a reasonable air of service calm, that people were getting on with their tasks, people weren't running around like headless chickens?
They were, and there was a lot of noises, and there was obviously the ladies were screaming and things like that, but then that was quieting down very quickly. But I say, once we got into teams of four and five, we were concentrating on this area and that area. We did not know where the actual bomb went off.
Was it, when you say teams of four or five, was that a mixture of civilians and Royal Marines?
Yes.
Many ex-Royal Marines, I presume, turned up pretty quickly, like yourself.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And you said it was you can't remember leaving the site until what sort of time? It got dark.
No, I went home because I was completely shattered. I got home at 20 past 11 that night. We were searching for a long, long time.
But when darkness came?
We had lights on.
Floodlights?
Yes, we had the lights on. But we was only, by that time, I think there was only four bodies to be found.
Right.
I'm not quite sure on that, but I think there was three or four bodies to be found because of we've got the rest of them, and they were all taken in the mortuary.
Many of them people you knew?
I knew every one of the bandits. I mean, I was playing football with two of them on Wednesday. Yeah, and Millen is one of my footballers, and so was Clitheroe.
Right.
I got on well with them. I really did.
And obviously, nothing worse could have happened, really. Are you surprised a terrorist chose that as a target?
I am, yeah. Very much so.